Okay, I would like to convene this special meeting of the Board of Trustees of the University of Illinois. At this time, I'd like to ask Secretary Stein to please call the roll.
Mr. Basta.
Here.
Ms. Blackwell.
Here.
Mr. Cepeda.
Here.
Ms. Craig Schilling.
Here.
Mr. Gutman. Mr. Humphrey.
Here.
Dr. McKinney.
Here.
Mr. Milhouse. Ms. Mizan.
Here.
Ms. Phelan. Mr. Ruiz.
Here.
Dr. Traubert.
Here.
Governor Pritzker. We have a quorum.
Thank you, Dr. Stein. At this time, I'd like to have a motion to convene an executive, I think I skipped something. Before we, public comment, is there anyone who signed up to provide public comment?
Mr. Chairman, we did not receive any requests for public comment for this meeting.
Thank you. And again, appreciate everybody being here today as we consider additional critical actions in the process of selecting a new president for our University of Illinois system. At this time, I would like to have a motion to convene an executive session to consider the following topics as permitted under Section 2C of the Illinois Open Meetings Act, Paragraph 1, University Employment or Appointment Related Matters. May I have such a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Dr. McKinney and seconded by, I think it was a tie by trustees Craig Schilling and Cepeda. And so moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, please say nay. None. Motion carries. And thank you. Board members will stay here in this room or in your respective rooms. For those of you who are not part of executive session, please take all materials and equipment that you will need when you leave. You will not be allowed to return to our respective rooms until the board has concluded executive session business. Okay, we will now resume the open meeting of the Board of Trustees. We have two key items for consideration today. The board is presented with action items to constitute the membership of the search committee to assist in the selection of a president and to approve the charge to the committee. State statute directs the board to elect a president to serve this university. To do so, the board will seek the assistance of a committee comprised of individuals from various constituent groups of the system who will advise the board throughout the search process. At the February 26, 2026 special meeting of the Board of Trustees, the board approved the composition of the search committee to assist in the selection of a president. The board then conducted a consultative process requesting nominations of individuals to fulfill the approved composition of the committee. The proposed committee includes representation from each university, the system itself, and external stakeholders. The academic disciplines and professional fields represented include business, engineering, healthcare, athletics, transportation, environmental sciences, extension and agribusiness, finance, public health, speech pathology, history, music, library sciences, mathematics, neuroscience, supplier diversity, and more. Three critical members of the committee are drawn from this board, and I want to thank trustees McKinney, Gutman, and Cepeda for serving in this important capacity. I especially want to thank Trustee Cepeda for agreeing to serve as the trustee co-chair of the committee, and Professor Ann Young, who has agreed to serve with Trustee Cepeda as the faculty co-chair. Jeff, can you please read the recommended membership of the search committee for consideration?
Mr. Chairman and trustees, the recommended membership of the search committee to assist in the selection of a president is as follows. Ramon Cepeda, member of the Board of Trustees and an alumnus of Chicago, and also co-chair of the search committee. Trustee Joseph Gudman, alumnus of Urbana, and Trustee Suzette McKinney, member of the Board of Trustees and alumna of Chicago. Faculty members of Urbana are recommended are Joseph Aruda Yaraj, the Granger College of Engineering and founding professor of bioengineering and associate director of shared resources for the Cancer Center of Illinois. Stephen Marin, director of the Beckman Institute for Advanced Science and Technology, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, and a professor of psychology, also an affiliate of the Carl R. Woese Institute for Genomic Biology and an alumnus of Urbana. Ann Young, College of Fine and Applied Arts and the School of Music, a professor and strings area chair and co-chair of the search committee. Faculty members from Chicago, Liz Aquino, College of Nursing, Clinical Associate Professor of Biobehavioral Nursing Science and Associate Dean for Academic Affairs. Sandra DeGroot, University Library, Professor and Head of Scholarly Communications. Koros Mohamedayoun, College of Engineering and Distinguished Professor of Transportation Engineering and Head, Department of Civil Materials and Environmental Engineering. Faculty members from Springfield are Devin Hunter, College of Liberal Arts and Social Sciences, and Associate Professor and Chair of the Department of History. Megan Stiles, College of Health, Science, and Technology, Associate Professor, Chair, and Program Lead of Environmental Studies in the School of Integrated Sciences, Sustainability, and Public Health. Our student members from Urbana, Gabby Del Santo, College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, and a junior in Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences. From Chicago, Ashley Huang, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, senior in neuroscience with minors in nutrition and finance, pre-med track in the Graduate Professional Program Admissions Program for a BS/MD. And from Springfield, Mitch Olenek, College of Business and Management, a graduate student in the Masters of Business Administration, and a varsity athlete in men's soccer. Our academic professional staff member is Matt Spindler, College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences and Illinois Extension, an evaluation specialist from Urbana.
Thank you.
Our civil service staff member is Tanea Harris, a University of Illinois System Office employee for procurement services and a supply diversity manager there. Our administrative officer members are Janet Gooch, Chancellor, University of Illinois Springfield and Vice President, University of Illinois System, Dr. Robert Barish, Vice Chancellor for Health Affairs, Chicago, Mr. Josh Whitman, Director, Division of Intercollegiate Athletics in Urbana. Our University of Illinois Alumni Association representative from Urbana is Cedric Thurman, graduated in 87 from business and finance and is Executive Vice President in the Federal Home Loan Bank of Chicago. From Chicago, Mary Maryland, a PhD in nursing in 1994. From Chicago, a primary care provider for Welby Senior Medical. And from Springfield, Mr. Donovan Pepper, who has degrees from 1994 in political studies and an MA in 96 from political studies from Springfield and is the principal and director of National Strategic Partnerships, Cozen O'Connor Public Strategies. And the University of Illinois Foundation representative is William Forsyth, graduated in 1986, College of Business at Urbana, is in finance, and a founder and partner of Frontier One LLC.
Thank you, Dr. Stein. The second action item for today is the approval of the charge to the search committee. This item provides guidance to the search committee outlining their role in assisting in the selection of the university's next president. As it states, the board is charging the committee with the threshold task of developing a profile of accomplishments and characteristics of ideal candidates to be the next president. This document will serve as the cornerstone of the search and shall delineate the qualities and criteria crucial to the position of president of the University of Illinois System. In addition, a description of the specific responsibilities of the president will be developed. Together, the position profile, the description of responsibilities of the president, and a system profile developed by our team and the search firm will form a prospectus for use in recruiting applicants. Do any trustees have any questions about this item being considered? Hearing no questions, we'll now proceed to a vote. We will vote individually by board member. Dr. Stein, please read the items on the agenda to be voted on this at this time.
Item number one, membership of the search committee to assist in the selection of a president 2026. Item two, charge the search committee to assist in the selection of a president 2026.
Thank you, Dr. Stein. May I have a motion to approve this item?
Second. Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, in Champaign, was there a second?
Yes.
Seconded by Trustee Craig Schilling. So been moved and seconded. Is there any final discussion concerning these items? Hearing none. Secretary Syme, can you please call the roll?
Mr. Basta.
Yes to all.
Ms. Blackwell.
Yes to all.
Mr. Cepeda.
Yes to all.
Ms. Craig Schilling.
Yes to all.
Mr. Gutman.
Yes to all.
Mr. Humphrey?
Yes to all.
Dr. McKinney?
Yes to all.
Mr. Milhouse?
Yes to all.
Ms. Mazan?
Yes to all.
Ms. Phelan?
Yes to all.
Mr. Ruiz?
Yes to all.
Dr. Traubert?
Yes to all.
Governor Pritzker? Motions carry.
Thank you, Dr. Stein. Thank you all for your deliberative thinking on this process and your instructive questions, and thanks for approving these items. With these additional critical steps in the search process completed, we look forward to actively publicly launching the search for the next president in the months to come. We thank the faculty, staff, students, alumni, and community members for their involvement in this important step in the search process. As I said back in January, selecting our next leader is among the board's most important responsibilities, arguably the most important, and we are committed to a process that is inclusive and grounded in the highest standards of integrity. The board will closely coordinate with the committee and continue to engage with constituent groups throughout the search process to ensure that the search reflects the values, aspirations, and excellence of the entire University of Illinois system. At this time, we will deal with any old or new business. Is there any old business from the trustees that anyone would like to bring to the board? Hearing none, is there any new business from the trustees that you would like to bring to the board? Again, hearing none. As a reminder, the next regularly scheduled meeting of the board will be held on May 21st, 2026 at the I Hotel and Conference Center in Champaign, Illinois. Unless anybody, final thoughts or comments? Thank you all as we embark on this important search for our university, and Godspeed to all of us. Can I have a motion and a second to adjourn?
Second.
Moved by Trustee McKinney, seconded by Trustee Traubert. Chicago beat out this time. Motion's been moved and seconded. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Hearing none.
Aye.
Motion carries. Meeting is adjourned. Thank you all.